This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the Derek Chauvin trial nears an end in Minneapolis and the death of George Floyd, the Biden administration is privately weighing how to handle the upcoming verdict. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The White House is preparing for the possibility of unrest if Chauvin's found not guilty.
We're in touch with states, with governors, with mayors.
Spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the goal is to ensure there's space for peaceful protest. The administration's considering whether President Biden should address the nation after a verdict. The aftermath will be a key test for him, since he's both pledged to fight racism in policing and cast himself as a police ally. Psaki would not say whether a not guilty verdict would disappoint the president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
During a Monday news briefing, the head of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said the world can bring the global COVID-19 pandemic under control in the coming months, provided it distributes the necessary resources fairly. However, he also expressed concern over the alarming rate of which COVID-19 is spreading in those aged 25 to 59 worldwide, possibly due to much more contagious variants. Britain's health minister, Matt Hancock, says India is being added to its travel red list after detecting 103 cases of a coronavirus variant first identified in the country. UK and Irish residents and British citizens who've been in India in the past 10 days before their arrival will need complete hotel quarantine for 10 days from the time of arrival. The rules come into force at Friday, 4 a.m. local time, according to Hancock. India on Monday registered nearly 274,000 new daily infections and more than 1,600 deaths. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court appears ready to prevent thousands of people living in the U.S. for humanitarian reasons from applying to become permanent residents. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with details.
The justices seem favorable to arguments made by the Biden administration that federal immigration law prohibits people who entered the country illegally and now have temporary protected status from seeking green cards to remain permanently. That TPS designation protects from deportation people who came from countries ravaged by war or disaster and allows them to work in the U.S. Immigrant groups contend federal law is more forgiving toward the 400,000 TPS recipients than toward others. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Monday said the U.S. is falling behind China, the largest producer and exporter of solar panels, wind turbines, batteries, and electric vehicles. Speaking from Annapolis, Maryland, overlooking the Chesapeake Bay, Blinken said that if we don't catch up, America will miss the chance to shape the world's climate future in a way that reflects the interests and values will lose out on countless jobs for the American people. Blinken was speaking as the Biden administration is preparing to host a virtual global leader climate summit Thursday and Friday of this week. President Joe Biden is expected to present a non-binding but symbolic goal for reducing greenhouse gas emissions that will affect climate change efforts in the U.S. and the world. Walter Mondale, the U.S. vice president under former President Jimmy Carter between the years 1977 and 1981, died Monday. He was 93. The death of the former senator, ambassador, and Minnesota attorney general was announced in a statement from his family. No cause was cited. Mondale followed a trailblazed by his political mentor, Hubert Humphrey, from Minnesota politics to the U.S. Senate and the vice presidency serving under Jimmy Carter from 1977 to 1981. In a statement, Carter said that he considered Mondale the best vice president in our country's history. And again, just recapping some of our top stories, the Derek Chauvin trial is nearing an end and the death of George Floyd, and now the Biden administration is weighing how to handle the upcoming verdict in case he is acquitted. And also during a Monday news briefing, the head of the World Health Organization said that the world can bring the global COVID-19 pandemic under control in the coming months, provided it distributes the necessary resources and vaccines fairly. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.